Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for, let's see, this is June the 6th, 2022. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you're unfamiliar with SDF, you can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org and learn all about all of the public access Unix system features that are available there. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you don't want to hang around for the net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator this week. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, DE7KI, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions, but I didn't think of one for this week. So this is going to be another kind of open mic, whatever is on your mind, net. Anything is, on the table. I do see a few call signs here that are new. The way we do this is I'm using the Windows Echolink app, which allows me to see who has connected to the conference, and I've already added all of those call signs to my, I have a little list here, and so I'm going to run down that list, and everyone who hears their own call sign will know that you're already on the list to be a check-in. If you did not hear your call sign, then you know that you probably need to pipe up and get your call sign added to my list here. So, here we go. KC3LYZ, VK6BQQ, PY2BIL, N1EA, KD9NDJ, AB3KC, W1SK, and let's see if any new ones have popped up in there. Nope, those are the ones that I see on the screen. Now, I see that the NB0X-L gateway is active, but we've heard reports that it's not working properly. Let me reset here before I time out. So, for the benefit of those stations that might be trying to check in via All-Star or DMR or whatever, I'll make a special call for anyone out there on that gateway. Please come now with your call sign. Okay, either the gateway is still malfunctioning or there's nobody out there. So, I'll start going down the list here. Let's see, make sure I've got everybody here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. First on my list here is KC3LYZ.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia. SDF username Robert R. Not much special happening this week. Had a nice birthday a couple days ago, and just catching up on some computer stuff here. The end of the Mets game is fun, so I'll probably get back to that, but hope you guys all have a good weekend, or a good week.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Let's see, next on my list here is VK6BQQ.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ, good morning from Australia. Yeah, I've been busy this week, my goodness. Been building antennas, and had to get one up onto the roof and one on the tower, and we got our HF antenna working, and it seemed to make some contacts last night. That was good. And I made up a antenna omnidirectional quarter wave sort of thing for my aviation folks. So I'm receiving what I should and transmitting where I should be. So It's been a pretty good week. A friend of mine had a bit of a fall, so he's got a back problem here. My goodness, I was just reading that on Messenger. Anyway, good to hear you in here, Wayne. Keep up the good work, sir. VK6BQQ Australia, good morning.
Okay, thanks, Reg, and fine business on the antennas there. Good job. Let's see, who's next on my list here? PY2BIL.
Hello, everybody. This is PY2BIL Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil. SDF username, G. Cremary. So, there's a lot of work being done here. Not being done. My time is just taking up by work, let's put it that way. So, not a lot of radio happening here. But my BBS nodes start to behave strangely. Lately, I lost SSH access to it, so I plugged in directly. This is a Raspberry Pi, right? So I plugged in directly a keyboard and a monitor. Couldn't log in either. So I said, I guess that's it for that baby. So I had to reflash the card from the backup I had and copy then over latest data. Fortunately, I had all the backups in place, needed to bring that back to life. And so I did yesterday. So now I have access again to it, and I can manage the BBS as I should. Even though the BBS service has never stopped, but I just couldn't access the operating system, which was strange. Otherwise, no radio, a lot of work, but that's it for the week, I would say. So back to unit control. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. And yeah, I understand the Raspberry Pi flash memory has a habit of getting bit rot like that. But good job getting it working again. I also have been kind of away from ham radio for the last week or so. Had a family problem, and things are slowly starting to get back to normal here. Let's see, who's next on my list here? N1EA. Been a while.
Hello, everybody. This is November 1 Echo Alpha, David, up in Massachusetts, United States. And hello to Reg. I looked on QRZ and saw that dapper photograph of you in your Air Force uniform. And I wondered if you were possibly a radio operator in the Air Force. Because Australia had some wonderful, wonderful military radio operators. One of my friends, and he's also an antenna experimenter, I guess, is Victor Kilo 5 Bravo Uniform Golf. And I believe he got that call sign sequentially. I don't think he had the nerve to ask the telecommunications people to assign him the bug call. But he's the one that has written a lot of articles on wide width diameter short vertical antennas with high efficiency, which is an interesting subject. Anyways, that's the story from here. Again, my name is David. Nice to see you all. And to Wayne, thank you for doing that favor for me and my friend. He was having a problem. He only operates text mode, you know, no pictures on his computer. And it seems that Google or Gmail shut him off this week, and he couldn't get into his email to even change it and put a new backup email address. So with your help and mine, he now has an SDF.org backup address for his Gmail. I hope he changes it on Gmail. Maybe I'll check on that tomorrow. All the best to everybody, and back to net control. This is N1EA.
Okay, thank you, David, and glad to help. Let's see, next on my list is KD9NDJ.
KD9NDJ here. I'm Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. I'm once again using Ubuntu Linux to use Echo Link and it has its peculiarities, which I've been slowly learning about. One peculiarity is that when you log into the conference, you hear the announcement that tells you you've been logged into it. And then you can't do anything without logging out and logging back in. I mean, I see people transmitting because there's a little thingy by the name and call sign, but you don't hear audio. Very peculiar. And on this conference, at least, the push-to-talk button is not accessible by the space bar. It is on other conferences, and that I find all very peculiar. In any case, I haven't really been doing much radio lately. I've been working my way towards getting outside and mobile, and I'd like to activate some parks. So bit by bit, I'm putting together this stuff for that. I came back from Hamvention with some ham sticks, so I've now got them on a mast. So bit by bit, I'm getting there. Anyway, that's all I got. Back to you, Wayne. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Well, good luck with activating some parks there with your ham sticks. Let's see. Next on my list here is AB3KC.
Hello, this is AB3KC. Hello to the net. My name is Collins, and I'm in Virginia. I am on SDF. My username on the public access Unix system is Dirty Rig, and I was starting to think about the ARRL Field Day, which comes up the third weekend of June, and I'm already starting to get my annual fear of missing out anxiety. Sometimes I have a good field day, sometimes I have a bad field day, and it all comes down to my motivation. I'm feeling kind of like a solo field day this year, but anxious because I don't really want to go be with the club, and it's not about the pandemic, it's just I don't know if it's going to be rewarding. So anyway, if anybody has any good ideas on how to get through field day without feeling like you missed a big, huge, fun competition, I don't know. Maybe I can focus on my home station, get it all set up, and play for a couple hours, and that way I know I didn't miss out. So who knows? But that's what's on my mind this week, and hopefully I can move beyond that. Otherwise, I am looking forward to an instrument that I picked up and hopefully comes soon from Florida. And looking forward to getting that, but it might be a week before I see that. But that's not really ham radio. All right, AB9FJ, AB3KC.
Okay, thank you, Collins. And it sounded like you're thinking about operating from your home QTH, which is perfectly acceptable. But if you're wanting something to kind of spice it up a little bit, but you don't want to go all the way to participating in the club field day, have you thought about doing a mobile setup, you know, like in a park or some place like that, to, you know, practice setting up a temporary antenna and using emergency power supply and all that kind of stuff? I'll pass it back to you there for a reply.
Yeah, that's on my list of things to think about. Last year I drove all the way down six hours down to set up in the on a family property with my brother, and that was a really good time, but it was a lot of driving and I'm not really feeling adventurous that way either. But maybe I could do a local park. There's kind of a pretty good wilderness park not too far from here. I could go be out in the middle of nowhere and probably have some fun. So that's definitely on the table. We'll see what happens. I'd be operating battery power, so yeah, that might be fun for a few hours. AB9FJ, AB3KC.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Alion, this is AB9FJ with the SCF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. I have two more, well actually just one more. There was a call sign that showed up and then it disappeared before I could acknowledge it. K-E-8-S-Z-S, which looks familiar. I'm pretty sure that station has checked in before, but I guess something took him away. But next on my list is W1SK.
Yeah, hello, good evening, everyone on the net here this evening. To Dirty Rig, you know, one of the things I loved about Field Day is it really all depends on the people. If the contest scene isn't your thing, I've been in Field Day groups where they just, you know, been a whole bunch of people out in the woods having a good time, put some antennas up and making contacts. I've also been on the other side where there's hardcore contesters. So, you know, it's kind of all about finding the right group for you. If going into the outdoors is your thing, the Adventure Radio Society is a great group. I used to operate during the Spartan Sprints, which was a QRP contest that happened, I think, every week or every other week. Maybe it was the first Monday of the month or something. I don't even know if they still do them anymore. It was a QRP contest. It was a lot of fun. And they used to also do the Bumblebee contest. One day out of the year, you were expected to go to your operating position under human power, you know, walking, bicycling, hiking, you know, something like that. And we used to have a great time doing that. That was just such a great contest and a great, great group. You know, everyone was on the same footing doing QRP. It was a lot of fun. To N1EA, I'd like to see another SDF person at the New England ARL Division Convention, which is coming up in a few months in Marlboro, Massachusetts. And that's always fun. I've gone there a couple of years, and it's a really good time. I think it was at Boxborough years ago. And I guess word on the street is they're also including the Hudson ARL division as well. So it should be a lot of fun. Should be a lot of people there. Should be a really good time. And I guess that's really all that I have from me here. 7-3 to everyone, and hope everyone has a really good evening. W1SK, Central Maine, clear.
Okay, maybe I missed it, but did you give your handle and your SDF username?
Oh, I'm sorry, probably not. Name here is Joe. QTH is Winslow, Maine, Central Maine area, north of Augusta. And my SDF username is Abacus. So there you have it. 7-3 and good night, W1SK.
Okay, Joe, thanks for joining us this week, and hope you'll become a regular. So I think I have given everyone a chance. I'm scanning my list here, and this brings up a point that I was going to ask. How many of you are using the Windows Echolink application in order to access Echolink?
BK6PQQ is using Windows.
Thank you, Reg. Anyone else?
PY2BIO, also on Echolink on Windows.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo.
Do we have a reason for the question, Wayne?
Yes, I was just waiting to see if anyone else would pipe up before giving that explanation, and it works like this. When I am net control of the net, I use a feature of Echolink to record the QSO. And this is a little bit different from the recording that you might have noticed if you go to the anonradio.net/archive. The live stream on anonradio that people are listening to right now is done with a VoIP call. And it picks up all of the room noise, basically. So it gets my voice, it gets your voice, and it also gets every time my chair squeaks, it gets every time I clear my voice while you're talking. You know, a lot of extraneous audio. And that's kind of fine for the people who are listening to the Anon radio stream. But for the purpose of the archive, it's nice to use the recording that Echolink makes, which only records whoever actually has their PTT enabled, so that all of that extraneous noise is eliminated. And in fact, when I call for check-ins and I wait, you know, 10 or 15 seconds for somebody to come back, well, the Echolink recording snips that out. So it makes it, you can listen to the archive a lot faster than the actual net took place. So anyway, and the reason why I'm doing a survey to see how many of our regular check-ins are using Windows so that they have the same ability to make a recording of the net is, you know, sometimes I'm not available. And lately, Collins has been filling in, and I think we're looking at perhaps doing an alternating thing between me and him going forward. But Collins uses the Linux Echolink application, and it seems to lack the same recording feature that the Windows Echolink application has. So I'm thinking if we have someone who's using the Windows app during a week when Collins is being the net control, and we could get them to make a recording using their Echolink application, and then say email the resulting MP3 or .wav file to me or to Collins, then we can take care of making sure that it gets archived properly. So that's kind of why I was asking. Any questions about that?
KC3LYZ, does the iPhone have recording capability? I might be able to use it then. I usually dial in through All-Star, but sometimes I'll use the iPhone when I'm traveling.
I have no idea about iPhone, and I meant to check to see if the Android Echolink app has a recording feature. So that's on my list of things to do. So anyway, this was just a preliminary survey to see the availability of other people who could record the net when I'm not able to do it. Next week, the plan is that Collins will run the net, and I think I will be available, so I can record the net while he is doing the net control, and everything will be fine there. But if something comes up and I have to be away from a computer on Sunday evening, it would be good to have a backup plan for that. So that's kind of what we're talking about here. So do we have any other comments about that little survey there, or anything else about the net? Okay, well, I think we're getting close to time to wrap up the net. We're almost, 28 minutes into it here, which is a decent length for the net lately. But if you've got something on your mind that you haven't said anything about, here's your chance to have a recheck and continue the conversation. So, does anyone have anything else that they would like to say?
AB9FJ, BK6BQQ.
Go ahead, Reg.
Yeah, for the folks that we have out here, this net, we carry it on 9229, and also Friday night at 0 hours UTC, we have the Friday night TechNet, the Flying Pig Net, and if you folks get a chance, would love to put your call sign into the logbook, so we can be found on QRZ.com, and if you're available Friday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard, why, we'd love to see your call sign on the screen here. Back to net, VK6BQQ.
All right, fine business there, Reg. Yeah, I haven't checked into those nets in a long time there, but they're right here on the same conference, so you know where to go. Let's see. I think this is the last call for comments or check-ins, or rechecks rather, for the net before I wrap it up.
I'd like to ask Reg a question. This is N1EA.
Okay, you and Reg, take the floor there, and just let me know when you're done.
Okay. Reg, I just wanted to ask you if you happen to know VK5BUG. His name's David, and nice fellow. He's interested in building wide-diameter, short vertical, but efficient. And it's an interesting project. He's written a couple of books. I think they're published by the Australian amateur radio organization, and I helped them get them published up here in the United States by ARRL and RSGB. Anyways, I just wondered if you happen to know him.
And one Echo Alpha, VK6BQQ. Well, I'm not familiar with the gentleman. The VK5 is over on the east side of the island here. I'm over on the west, and I haven't seen him or heard on the net. I'm not familiar with him at all, but we'll look him up. His call again, I'm sorry?
Maybe I've gotten it wrong, but I was under the under the impression that he was in Western Australia. So maybe it's VK6BUG. And I thought he wasn't too far from Perth. And if I remember correctly, he might have been employed at one time by Perth Radio, Victor India Papa. But he was, for many years, he was in the Australian Royal Navy as a radio operator. And he was in intelligence. Go ahead.
And one EA, VK60QQ. Well, I'm originally from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. I've been down here about 16 years. And in Canada, I was with the Royal Canadian Air Force Air Cadets as an instructor and pilot. So I didn't get too involved with the Australians here yet, although I've just retired, I guess, about 5 years now. I spent 7 years with the WA Police Radio Engineering Section putting in the P25 digital network.
I understand. Okay, I just checked his address, and what had happened was my eyesight's not so good. I looked at his address, and it says SA for South Australia, and I thought it said WA, because I'm more familiar with WA, because I had many friends over in Perth. And I used to call up, just because I liked working the distance, at sunset from the Gulf of Mexico and the east coast of the United States, I would always call in and try to work VIP on either Cytor, which is error-correcting teletype, or on Charlie Whiskey Morse. Anyways, I just thought you might like to correspond with him if any of your antennas are of the vertical type. This is N1EA. Thank you so much. Have a nice day. And that's an outstanding photograph of you on QRZ.
N1EA, VK6BQQ. Well, I thank you for that. Yeah, getting old and carrying on, but we've been doing the project regards to the Avro Lancaster and commemorating 80 years of the thing. I think next year we've got hopefully the U.S., New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and the U.K. Involved in what they call the Dam Busters. So we'll have another situation on the go for next year. But lots here. Yeah, I'm just south of Perth, about 30 kilometers. Just about a kilometer west of the Jandakot Airport.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And back to Net Control. Thank you for the time that you've given us.
You're very welcome. So I'll have one more standby for comments or new check-ins or rechecks before we close the net. So please call now if you have something to say. Okay, I think that's a wrap. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, let's see, where we are, call at 0036 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, I always say this, that you can join the DMR talk group 31650, but the most recent reports have been that it is not being gated over to the Echolink here, but it might still be available to people who are on DMR. So you can give it a try. Let us know if it's still a thing over there. I think it is still available. Where else am I here? That's 31650. Or you can look for us in COM on SDF, probably in the Anon radio room. So this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.